Lots of people go to prison for lots of different things.
So. Yeah. That's so I could really, I think the black inmates really realized where I was coming from, and that, you know, I don't have a racist bone in my body, and I treat everybody the same, and I could kind of make fun of their culture and the way they talk sometimes and make light of it, because they knew I wasn't being hateful about it.
Mm-hmm. That was indicative of the
and therefore I could get away with saying things to them that another officer that they knew was racist, they would report in a minute for saying the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know, did I ever tell you that my CeeLo Green story?
No.
Well, it was after we switched to women, and that was my favorite part of my career was minimum security with women. And a large part of the population was black. And then we had this big day room, card playing room with televisions, and it was all noisy and hubbubby all the time. And I'd make my rounds through there, and I'd go out to the rec yard, and I'd come back through there and stop and chat with the ladies and you know, kind of give them tips on their Scrabble game. Oh, I see where you can get 40 points.
I'm never playing Scrabble.
and there was this table full of inmates playing. They were probably all black. But with women, they didn't segregate themselves as much as male inmates do. In a male dining hall, you see blacks with blacks and whites with whites and Hispanics with Hispanics. And with women, that went away.
Yeah.
They intermingled way more.
That's interesting.
So there was like these black ladies sitting at the table playing cards, and the TV was on, and there was some kind of music awards on TV. And CeeLo Green came on TV, and I was standing there next to them, and I said, "Oh, look, it's CeeLo Green." And I had just heard about him. I had just, from my brother, somebody told me about it, and I had just heard that song.
Mm-hmm.
With the F word in it.
Yeah.
And I was proud of myself that I knew who that was, you know, because I was talking to the man. They knew who he was. And this black woman, she was stereotypically a large, buxom, big-butted black woman with a loud voice and a loud laugh. And I said, "Oh, look, CeeLo Green." And she said, "Miss B, what you be knowing about CeeLo Green?" And I looked at her and I said, "Well, fuck you." And the whole table just cracked up because of that song, and that I knew
it.
You know, and it was just spot on. It was perfect timing.
Yes.
And they appreciated it, you know.